Hello,
I am Mike,
and I am Adrian,
and we are young doctors from the Philippines.
If this is your first time to join us, we talk about anything related to pre-med, med proper, clerkship, internship, PLE, USMLE, and beyond.
Welcome to The Better Pill, your weekly prescription of tips and insights to become better students,
better interns,
and better doctors. What's up, better
doctors? What's up, better doctors? What's up, bro? Kamusta ka, bro?
Okay lang, bro. Ikaw, bro, kamusta?
Okay naman. Bro, maganda yung topic natin today. Kasi it's about, you know, one of the biggest decisions that we make in our journey towards becoming better doctors.
Yes, bro, tama ka. Diba, usually pag pre-med tayo, med proper, clerkship, internship, meron tayong specialty in mind. Pero pabago-bago yan, bro, diba? Along the way. So, kailangan talaga mapag-desisyonan ng maayos.
Agree ako, bro. Pero there's a few, no, na right from first year, alam na talaga nila yung gusto nila. And then, that's really where they go into during residency. Pero, konti lang sila. Usually, for most of us, nagbabago talaga yung isip natin along the way. And I think this is a very important issue, no? Kasi picking a residency, it's one of the biggest decisions we have to make in our journey. And it really necessitates a great deal of deliberation, of prayers, and of course, advice from mentors. And who better to ask, bro? And who better to give advice than somebody who has been there and done that, diba?
Yes, bro. Kasi ang pagpili, bro, ng specialty, ano yan eh. Lifetime yung consequence, bro eh. So, we are very lucky, bro, na pumayag yung ating mentor, no? And professor. So, introduce ko na ba, bro, ang ating speaker for today,
sige,
our
bro.
Guest. Our guest for today is a faculty member of the College of Rehabilitation Sciences of the University of Santo Tomas and also a faculty member of the Faculty of Medicine and Surgery of the same school. He is also the head of the emergency services of the USC Hospital. He is also a scientific coordinator of BLS ACLS training section of cardiology of the USC Hospital. He is also the editor-in-chief of My Heart PH, the official digital magazine of the Philippine Heart Association. Also, he is the chair of the Cardiopulmonary Resuscitation Council of the Philippine Heart Association. So, ang daming ano ni Doc, no? Daming trabaho. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest for today, our professor, our mentor, Dr. Don Robespierre C. Reyes.
Hi, Doc. Good evening,
Hi,
bo.
Doc. Good evening, Doc.
Kaya napakaswerte natin, bro. Napakaswerte talaga natin. For our millions of listeners din, no? Sabi ni Doc.
Sa mga millions of... Dami nang nakikinig sa atin ngayon.
let's go to the first question, bro, no?
All right.
So, Doc,
sige, bro.
Was cardiology always your first choice? And if not, what got you into this specialty, Doc?
Well, cardiology was not actually my first choice. So, ano, ilang oras ba meron tayo dito? Mahaba kwento ko eh. Mga 20 episodes to eh. Okay. Actually, Sige. Nung ako'y bata pa, maliit pa lang akong ganun, ano. Talagang doktor na gusto ko because my dad was a doctor and then lolo ko, Dr. De Verde kami nagkaabot. And ang dad ko kasi, ano lang eh, GP. So, gawa niya lahat. So, nakikita ko siyang nag-circumcise, kung ano may ginagawa niya, what a GP would do in the province. So, akala ko, yun yung doktor talaga all around. But, of course, pumasok na sa college, and then na-realize ko na may specialization tsaka subspecialization. At first, I wanted to be a surgeon. So, I wanted to be a surgeon in first year yan. But then again, nung karoon na ng mga lab on surgery, so, although meron din ako mga medical missions, surgical missions na pinupuntahan because I also am a member of a fraternity, you know. So, the Titans, hello. So, surgery was kind of easy, pero sabi ko parang walang challenge. After you open and close the patient, you're done. Parang ganun. And then, ayoko nung oozing blood, yung medyo icky. Alright, so parang, alright, siguro I better use my mind rather than my hand. So I think my mind is better than my skillful hands. I think I'm brainier than I'm a skillful surgeon, something like that, no? So when I was in second year, that's the time that I realized, mukhang interesting yata ang internal medicine. And then the third year talaga internal medicine. And daming subspecialization internal medicine, right? So minifro, endo, cardio. So cardio was not really in the top of my list. So nung ako'y nagano na, nag fourth year, tapos internship, my mother started to get sick of dialysis na nun eh. So kidney. So I wanted to become a nephrologist. Pero nung second year medicine na ako, internal medicine, so Ceres Memorial Medical Center, doon na yung awakening. Sabi ko, magiging doc heartthrob ako. Alright? Heartthrob. Hindi heartthrob. Kasi heart, gusto ko puso because I did good during my ICU rotation day. Kapag sinabi mo ICU kasi, usually yan, cardiac. No one died during my watch. So every time I'm the ICU rotator, nabigyan ako ng mataas na grado. 99! Biruin mo 99. Hindi ko alam kung binubola lang ako ng aking mentor noon o talagang I really deserved it. But I realized, binubola lang pala ako ng mentor ko. Her name is Dr. Eileen Cynthia De Lara, also professor in UST.
Hi, Dr.
Yeah, siya. So, hi, nabola niya ako. So, napasok ako ng UST because of her. And of course, nagusto ko rin talaga yung cardiology. Because naniniwala ako na ang puso, yan talaga nagpapatakbo ng buhay mo. Without your heart, you're meaningless. No. Diba? That's who Doc Heartthrob is.
Wow. So, like what we said, bro, no, si Doc, ganun din pala yung experience niya. Parang nagbago din yung along the way, no, yung ano. But more on internal medicine talaga si Doc. And maybe because parang as you mature din in medical school, nagbabago din yung mga preference mo at mas nakikilala mo yung sarili mo siguro. Kaya dun mo mas nalalaman kung ano talaga yung specialty for you, bro, no?
Tama, bro, no? So, ganun din ako, bro, eh. Ako nung una, ang gusto ko dati, maging heart surgeon. Pero, along the way, nung clerkship, nung internship, parang nag-iba, eh. So, parang ganun din kay Doc.
So, yun nga. Oh. So, your experiences
pero,
parang
know,
shape
many
your
kasi.
Preferences.
Yeah. Cumulative yan eh. So, ano yung upbringing mo? Sino yung idol mo nung bata ka? Yung the movies that you watch, you know, the TV series that you watch. Recently nga, napunod ko yung ano eh, yung hospital playlist. Nag-marathon ako kasi I was in quarantine, di ba? So, 2 weeks akong walang ginagawa. And then I heard the hospital playlist. Ako, talagang pinagpupuyatan ko yun eh, storya yun ng mga surgeons. Surgeons yun eh. So, sabi ko, siya, dapat pala naging surgeon din ako. But after finishing all the episodes, de, cardio pa rin ako. Yeah. And a lot of you guys kasi, in your younger years kasi, di ba? Depende kasi sa upbringing nyo eh. Kung if you saw medicine as a source of income, you'll not be happy, I would say. Mm-hmm. No? Kung yun ang magiging, ano nyo, magiging inspiration nyo, motivation, if it's going to be money, yun ang motivation nyo, you'll not be happy. Choose a specialization, choose a field that yung nasa puso nyo talaga, yung gusto nyo. Pwede namang dermatology, itong si Mike, itong si Adrian, kung gusto mong mag-pathology, kung gusto mong mag-dissect ng mga patay, di ba? So, if that's what you enjoy, then go for it, di ba? Because at the end of the day, kahit anong ano yan, specialization, I think, You'll get money because money will come along the way, no? So at the end of the day kasi wala namang specialization hindi ka yayaman. Isipin yun. Pero hindi lahat ng specialization magbibigay sa iyo ng kaligayahan. And what matters most at the end of the day, happy ka ba sa ginagawa mo?
Wow. Ang ganda nung sinabi ni Doc, no? So primary talaga, Doc, is yung interest mo talaga.
Yes. Oo. Okay, pasway sa pera. Kasi ngayon, di ba? Ayokong ano, ang dermatology. Ano? Kasi dermatology, for some, derma lang yan, di ba? But for some, wow, derma ito. Kasi gusto kong pagandahin ang balat. Gusto kong gamutin ang sakit sa balat, di ba? Because the skin is the biggest organ in the human body. So I'm handling practically the largest organ in the body. So you're the most important. You're the biggest time, di ba? Na specialist, right? Huwag nating smallin ang derma, di ba? Pero for some kasi, nagda-derma sila not because they love derma. Kasi maraming pera din sa derma. Di ba? Right? So, if you're taking that direction, I am pretty sure that in the future, magiging superficial ang happiness mo. When you get all the money you want, ano na? Di ba? So, for you, you aspiring doctors there, no? Ang palagi nyo isipin at the end of the day, gusto ko ba yung buhay na that I'm living, am I happy? Na achieve ko ba yung mga aspirations ko? Is it just the money? Is it just the house? Is it just the dream car? Is it just the travels? Is that the primary reason why you became a doctor? Siguro, baka happy ka, ang primary reason mo for becoming a doctor is to earn money. But then again, after 10 years into the practice, I would say, kung di ka pa mayaman, you're not doing good. Sorry, ah. Okay, but there are some doctors talaga na hindi pa rin mayaman hanggang ngayon. That's true. Okay, so don't get the wrong idea. No? Pag naging doktor ka, mayaman ka. Although hindi sila mayaman, they're happy. They're even happier than the richest doctor that we know. Diba? Kasi,
and that's more important, Doc, no? The happiness and the satisfaction.
Oo. Matanong ko kayong dalawa, since nag-uusap naman tayo dito. Ikaw ba, ano ang gusto mo, when you reach the age of 60, ano nang ginagawa mo, Mike?
Siguro, Doc, ang iniisip ko, Doc, meron akong mission, Doc, diba, sa case ko, gusto ko mag-OFTA. Yung mabawasan, Doc, yung blindness sana, Doc. Yun ang mission ko, Doc, eh.
Wow.
Kasi, Doc, may mga diseases sa mata.
Sana ang pare lang sa doktor ka, di ba, missionary? So, advocacy oriented. So, itong si Mike, hindi ito magiging mayaman.
Pero, Doc, inisip ko rin, Doc, na secondary gain, yung financial compensation, di ba? Kailangan mo rin to raise a family, kailangan mo rin na yung, ano, minsan mag-bakasyon, gawin yung hobbies mo, bilhin yung mga gusto mo. Pero at the same time, Doc, meron kang mission eh. Yung, di ba, Doc, we only have one life. Yung parang to leave a mark. Pag namatay ka na, may mark ka na ginawa. So, yun sana, Doc, yung gusto kong mark. Na may mga tao akong na-prevent yung pagkabulag. Yung parang ganun, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Parang sa case, Doc,
may mga tao akong na-rehabilitate. Sana naging mark na lang pangalan mo para nagbarka ka na. Well, happy for you kasi at your young age, meron ka ng mission, meron ka ng vision, di ba? So, if you're starting your career as that, well, hindi importante siguro sa'yo pag yumaman ka. Pero pag magaling ka sa career mo, people will know that you're magaling. And then people will come to you. Pero kung masyado kang mabait, hindi ka nag-charge ng mataas, edi, I mean, kahit naman hindi ka mag-charge ng mataas eh. Kung madami ka naman patients, basta you're able to ano to get what you want, okay? Makapag-travel, yung sakto lang, hindi yung para kang ano, yung parang you're so filthy rich. Pag filthy rich ka, mas maraming problema. But sabi ko nga, at the end of the day, happy ka. Gusto mo yung ginagawa mo. May ngiti ka sa mga labi mo kapag matutulog ka na sa gabi. Pagkagising mo sa umaga, excited ka ulit gawin yung ginagawa mo. Kasi hindi siya nakakapagod. Dahil hindi siya trabaho.
Yeah.
Super agreed,
ganda,
Doc.
Ganda yung advice niya.
Ito, meron akong sasabihin.
Ikaw ba?
Meron akong sasabihin kasi, siyempre, ginesyo na ako dito. Sabi ko, isang oras, kulang. Our profession really becomes a vocation when you put advocacy in the middle. When you think that you are there for a mission. And that's when our profession becomes a vocation. So, I'm gonna call you St. Michael. St. Adrian.
Amen, Doctor. Ikaw ba, bro, Adrian, anong same question galing kay Doc? At age 60, anong nakikita mo?
Yeah, siguro ano, at age 60, I would have built a good practice in rehab. Rehab kasi yung gusto ko, Doc, eh. Kasi na-realize ko din na yun talaga din yung interest ko kasi PT din ako, Doc, diba?
Oo.
And kahit rehab kasi isa din siya sa mga minamaliit na specialty, Doc, eh. And in fact, may mga doktor din na hindi nga masyadong familiar sa specialty ng rehab. But for me kasi, bringing back function to patients is very important and it parang sobrang significant nun para sa mga pasyente. Kaya for me, yun talaga yung gusto ko din. Gusto ko din may action talaga. And mahilig din ako sa anatomy, Doc. So siguro, when I'm 60, gusto ko na i-look back na sobrang dami kong natulungan na tao, bring back function in their lives, and maganda ding lifestyle, Doc, for my family, for my future family din, makapag-travel, gano'n.
Siguro, Adrian, ano, PT rin naman ako, tsaka siyempre tutulong sa rehab, pero hindi nga rin ako nag-rehab, so don't ask me why hindi ako nag-rehab. But then again, ano, i-build up naman natin ang rehab as a specialization, no? You know, tama yung sinabi ni Adrian, mga million of, or millions of listeners right now, no, na ang rehab, alam mo, beauty ng rehab is ano eh, kunwari for me as a cardiologist, I just make the heart stronger, di ba? But to put function back into the patient, to put life back into a person who got sick of a heart attack, that's another issue. And sometimes, mas ma-appreciate nung tao na he was able to climb up a flight of stairs, nakakyat siya sa second floor ng bahay, he was able to carry again his granddaughter, or was able to put on his clothes again, or was able to take a bath, take care of him, himself by himself. You know, these are little joys na kapag na-experience ng mga pasyente, alam mo yun, malaking pasasalamat. So, yung mga nakikinig ngayon, huwag yung maliitin ang rehab. Oo, ano yan? yung impact niyan sa functionality, it will translate to joys. Simple joys are actually the best joys that we can give our patient. No? Mabuhay yung rehab.
Pero Doc, throwing back the question, Doc, kayo po, Doc, at age 60 or 80, Doc, anong nakikita mo sa sarili mo, Doc?
80? Sayo na ng 80. Ay, pwede mo magsabi dito ng mga ano? Okay. Well, sa akin, I think I'm gonna enjoy my life earlier, like at the age of 55, semi-retired. When I say semi-retired, I'm still doing what I want, which is taking care of my patients' hearts, no? Making them better, making them stronger, making them feel better about themselves. No? So it's not just about physical healing. It's also about psychological healing, yung feeling good about yourselves. No? So it's a holistic approach. But one thing na gusto ko rin gawin kasi sa buhay ko is farming. You know, enjoying...
Talaga, no?
Oh, laya na. Farming. Bakit ba? Gusto ko nga. So, mag-farming.
Hindi, ano pala, Doc? May interest din kami dyan, Doctor. Plantito.
Oh, hindi lang plantito. Puno. As in, gusto ko nung ano, tsaka mag-alaga ng mga hayop, di ba? So, of course, you only live once. And then, tama yes, naman Doc, that you should have an impact on others' lives. But at the end of the day, you owe it to yourself also na enjoy mo rin. Di ba? Pinaghirapan mo to eh. So, I think when that time comes, I'll be entering a farming and then enjoying my money. Siyempre, gusto natin ng pera, di ba? Anim kong pera kung di mo gagastusin. You don't get to live to 80 and you enjoy. Di ba, kapag 80 years old ka, lahat ng mga klase mo, patay na. Ikaw na lang ang buhay. So, para saan pa, di ba? Unless, dami mong anak, dami mong asawa, wala naman akong ganun, di ba? So, I think the age of 75 is fine. So I'd like to spend my money. I'd like to see the world, enjoy the world, na malakas pa ako. Hindi yung may rayuman na, hindi na yung who knows, heart attack din ako, di ba? Okay, mas stroke. So anong gagawin mo sa pera mo?
Huwag naman sana,
di ba? Papayamanin ko lang super yung agreed, hospital, yung pharmacy and all, di ba? So kaya nga mantra ko din sa buhay, for you to enjoy life in the future, let's say. Kasi nag-ipon tayo eh. Huwag na tayong maging ano rito, plastic, no? We want money, diba? And we want to enjoy it, right? But we want to enjoy it na healthy tayo. So, at, habang bata pa tayo, ito, mga 3 taon lang pagitan natin, diba, Mike at saka Adrian, no? Okay, 3 years. So, ano tayo? Gusto natin ma-maintain yung healthy body para ma-achieve natin, malakas ang tuhod natin when we reach age of 55 or 60 and beyond. So, we can enjoy what we have sold, diba?
Yes,
yun dapat. So dapat tayo mga doktor, piniingatan ng katawan. We have to walk the talk. Pag sinabi mong huwag ka mag-yosi sa pasyente, huwag ka rin mag-yosi. Pag sinabi mong sa pag-inom, ay sakto lang. Ang advice ko naman, drink in moderation. Hindi ko sabing do not drink. Moderation.
Moderation.
Sakto-sakto lang.
Tama.
Dami kong sinabi.
Ganda ang advice ni Doc.
So, Doc, what are your advice, Doc, on students who are not yet sure of their future specialty?
Alright. Sa advice ko, it's okay na hindi nyo pa alam. Alright? But when you go to your specialty subjects na, mag-start yan ng second year. Right? So, dapat medyo natitimplan nyo na. Medyo you already, you should be tasting the different flavors ng iba-ibang specialization. So as you go up the ladder, when you go to third year, pwede pang mag-iba yan. But at least, kung meron kang na-appreciate ngayon na magandang specialization or gusto mo ng pedia, gusto mo ng OB-GYN, nag-i-enjoy ka doon, that's a good sign na, oops, yes, alam ko na magkakaroon ka ng choice in the future. Pero kapag second year ka na, ayaw mo lahat ng subjects mo, naku, delikado tayo dyan. Diba? Parang lahat kinainisan mo, diba? Ba't ka pa nag-doktor, walang hiya ka, mag-quit ka na lang, diba? So, sa internship, ganun din yan. Kasi pag nag-intern, o clerkship, no? Fourth year, you will be rotating to different different departments. Actually, yung mga ano na yan, talagang gusto mag-doktor, lahat ng pinagdaanan nilang departments, sabi nila, ay, mag-uubigay niyo po ako. Opo, magpe-pedya ako. So, at the end of 12, ilang mga rotations? Parang mga 8 major rotations tayo, di ba? Or 8 to 10, right? Kasi may 2 months, mm-hmm. right? Parang lahat gusto mo. Di ba? Pagdating ng internship, ganun din. Pero pagdating ng internship, dapat medyo napupusuan mo na talaga. Pagdating ng internship, wala pa talaga, naku po, mag-artista ka na lang. Mahirapan ka. Mag-iisip ka ng MLE, mag-iisip ka ng... Ang dami yung maisip. Okay? Kasi kung ikaw, meron ka na naisip, tuloy-tuloy na yan. Wala kang gap year. Sorry, Mike, ha? Pero alam ko kasi iba naman ang issue mo. Okay? Basta at the end of the day, down the road, no? Madi-decide mo. And tama naman, do not rush. Yung mga hindi pa decided, kunwari, interns na pumasara naman boards, wala pang decision, okay, take your time. Kasi mahirap kasi pumasok into a specialization that you do not want. Importante kasi, you like it. You like the science of it. You like the art of it. You like the skills of it. And money should not be the primary consideration. Because if it's going to be money, you'll end up frustrated during training. Because on training, you'll really feel like shit. Expect that. There will be more times that you'll never feel good about yourself. You'll always feel shit. But that's learning. You have to feel shit in order for you to feel that you're golden, di ba?
Yes. Tama. So Doc, may I ask, Doc, meron ba kayong colleague or malapit sa inyo na consultant na pero hindi sila happy na sa chosen specialty nila? May mga ganung bang case, Doc?
Yes. Nag-training na rin, let's say, in cardiology and not really enjoying cardiology, so she's not, she talaga, mayroon pa talagang clue, ano? That person's not really into it, so nagpunta siya sa ibang, she went into other fields, went into business, right?
Hindi na nag-doctor, Doc. So it's really important, Doc, na you're really interested dun sa field na papasukan mo, Doc.
Na during med school, during clerkship, Doc, mapusuan mo na agad yung...
Yeah, meron kasi talagang ano, maraming students na, alam, maraming silang pupusuan during their med school days. Pero nagbabago yan. Pero that's a good sign. Ibig sabihin, you're interested in medicine. Diba? Yeah. Okay, ang delikado, yung mga walang napusuan, through the 4 years, through internship, saan ka napupunta nun? And you know, well, we have a lot of GPs. And we can make use of GPs as yung mga nag-duty-duty sa mga small hospitals. But then again, we need specialists. Yeah. Okay, we need specialists. And sa mga wala pa talaga napupusuan, okay lang. Sabi ko, okay lang, take your time. Mag-GP-GP ka, mag-moonlight-moonlight ka. Baka along the way, madiscover mo kung anong gusto mo. But don't take it too long. What is too long for me? Maybe 5 years? Yeah. Maybe 5 years for me is too long. Kasi when you go into residency, yung katawan mo, yung isip mo, baka hindi ka na makasabay dun sa ano, dun sa mga kasabay mo natitrain. But then again, kung talagang by force, you were not able to go into any residency training for in that span of time, basta nasa puso mo. Nasa puso mo na gusto mo yung specialization, then go for it. Age is not really a big hindrance. Well, a bit, kasi syempre yung physicality of it, duty ka, you know, it goes with a lot of, you know, of humility. Kasi yung mga boss mo doon sa department, maybe kaklase mo dati, o kaya baka mas junior pa sa'yo, di ba? And then again, yeah. kung naitawid mo siya, ibig sabihin, magaling kang tao. Kasi humble ka, hindi ka nagpadaig doon sa pride mo na bakit ko sasantuhin ito? Eh, mas bata ito, di ba? Ito, kaklase ko lang. So, again, that spells a lot about the character of a person. Alright? So, Basta kung nasa puso mo yan, go for it. Baka pagsisihan mo kasi yan eh. Mamatay kang nagsisisi ka. Pangit yun.
Yeah. So Doc, we've been talking about ano no, yung isang consideration, major consideration or major factor is kung napupusuan mo yung specialty. But what other factors or considerations should we think of when we choose our specialty? Aside from dun sa interest mo dun sa field or okay, yun lang ba talaga yung dapat kong isipin? Yeah.
To be practical, yeah. Right, that's a very valid question. To be practical about it naman, yes. It's not only the heart that will spell the big difference. No, it's not the only factor. Syempre, you have to be practical. Then, for example, if you plan practicing in the province, tapos gusto mong kunwari cardiology, maraming pang subspecialization yan, no? Gusto mo magkaroon na yung electrophysiologist, you know what electrophysiologist is? Yung gumagapot ng atrial fibrillation, nag-i-insert ng ICD, yung mga nag-i-insert ng CRTD and all, okay, nag-ablate ng mga arrhythmias. Okay, so that requires a high-tech laboratory. 'Di ba? Eh kung wala ka naman laboratory in the province, ipipilit mo ba? Right? Ngayon, other factors din kasi siguro by demand, because kunwari, a place needs more endocrinologists. So mag-endocrinologist ka, right? So, pero at the end of the day, dapat ang decision mo, happy ka. Okay? Because I think as a doctor, marami kang magagawa, kahit anong klaseng doktor ka, kahit pathologist ka, rehab man, dermatologist, kasi lahat, meron kang mapagsisilbihan. And kung nasa puso mo talaga na okay, any specialty will do as long as I'm able to help, if that is your purpose, okay, di okay lang. Right? Kasi kung yun ang kailangan, then if that is your main goal in life to be able to help, so sinasacrifice mo yung personal na ano mo, nakagustuhan mo, and that's a sacrifice. So be it. Okay? As long as you're happy with your decision. Happy ka that you're able to serve your fellow men. And you're happy to have a lot of money. Ibang usapan yun.
So, sinabi ni Doc, no, bukod dun sa napupusuan mo, factor din yung feasibility and yung demand ng specialty. Pero yung sabi ni Doc na, yung pinaka-importante, yung purpose mo. Kung part ba siya ng purpose mo, kasi in the future, diba, dapat happy tayo, sabi nga ni Doc.
Yeah. If there's one more thing, kasi sabi ko naman, practicality or what is the present need. Ako naman, ito yung mga ina-advise ko sa mga younger colleagues ko, yung mga trainees namin sa cardiology, because you know, cardiology is a very dynamic field. It's not that I'm promoting cardiology to our millions of listeners right now. Talaga millions, ano, pinipilit ko talaga. Okay, think also of the future. Yung future perspectives, for example, in the field of cardiology, di ba maraming suspect, may interventional, may cardiac rehab, merong electrophysiology. Now, the future ng cardiology is cardio-onco. Cardiology and onco. Mm. Okay? So, heart failure. So, ito yung future. Ito yung future ng cardiology. So, although walang training talaga
parang
dito sa Philippines.
Parang never heard yan, Doc, sa
akin. So, you may want to plan. Kaya nga sinasabi ko siya, ito yung future eh. So, ito na, papaplanuhan mo na, o saan ba may training? Ito yung magta-training ka abroad. Right? Punta ka sa US or nearby Asian countries. Kasi, sad to say, mas nauuna yung ibang Asian countries sa atin pagdating sa ibang technology. So, yun. So, we get to train in other countries. And then we bring back the knowledge and technology dito sa Pilipinas. So, usbong na ulit yung knowledge. So, that's also taking into consideration the future. Diba? So, ano yung i-expect mo? What would be the need? Ito, oncology. Oncology is already here, right? We already have a lot of... Hindi pa ganun kadami oncologists. But then again, ang prediction is there's going to be an increase in cancer cases because people are getting older. So when you get older, the chances of getting cancers would be higher. So we will be needing more oncologists in the future. So kung gusto mo, pwede ka mag-IM ka and then in the future, mag-onco ka. As long as you're happy with that, so pursue that, no? Pursue that. Kung gusto mo yung mga challenges, you can always pursue that. Alright? So, yun. It's so hard to define happiness kasi. Many people find happiness in LV, Louis Vuitton, mga ganyan, di ba? Mga sa kotse, di ba? If that's your happiness, who are we to question, di ba?
Exactly, Doc. To each his own naman. Sa iba-iba Pero, naman Doc, yung preferences natin.
Speaking, Doc, of happiness, Doc, ba't di natin sabihin, Doc, na maging contented ka na lang, Doc? Pwede ba yun, Doc? Maging, imbis na seeking
Alam
happiness.
Mo, madaling sabihin yan eh. Pero to define contentment is difficult. Again, contentment will be defined by yung mahugot mo in life, yung nakita mo sa kapaligiran mo, right? Kasi mayroong mga tao hindi makontento eh. Ganid. Gutom palagi. Diba? Eh, meron naman dyan yung tipong, ano, okay na ako dito, okay lang. Diba? Pero, ano yan eh, mahirap. It's easier to say na, madali tayo makontento. Pero it's so hard to define. Lalo na kung lumaki ka sa isang environment na parang gutom na gutom ka. Tapos, hindi mo naintindihan the beauty of being hungry. And you were not able to count your blessings. So, mapurusigi ka. Ang daming ganyan tao. Mga doktor daming ganyan. Yung mga storya nila from rags to riches. Yung talagang matalino lang talaga ang puhunan at masigasig yun ang kanilang puhunan. Hindi ka naman ano, nila lahat. Pero kapag hindi kasi nila naintindihan ng mabuti yung sitwasyon nila, they didn't see the good side of the difficulties they went through, baka iba ang reaction nila. Iba yung development ng kanilang career. Maraming ganyan. Marami kayong ma-encounter. Pero marami din yung talagang ano, mabibilib ka. Kulang na lang ibigay ang pera. Diba? Kulang na lang yung pasyente. Diba? Dapat mag-abide siya ng PF. Sila pang magbibigay ng pamasahe. Diba? Maraming ganyan. Oo. Maraming ganyan. Right? Doon ka na lang mabibilib. Wow. Diba?
Tama naman, no? So, to summarize what Doc said, no, na mga considerations, number one talaga is kung anong napupusuan mo. But syempre, hindi natin pwedeng i-discount yung fact na, you know, the practical side of things, yung location mo kung saan ka magpa-practice, sa province ba or sa city, syempre, baka kailangan ng facility yung specialty in mind mo na wala naman sa province mo, syempre, hindi ka pwede pumasok dun.
Yes, and then, yung supply and demand, no?
Yes, or pati yung need, no? Yung need ng specialty sa region kung saan ka magpa-practice. And of course, the future, sabi din ni Doc, you have to think of the future. Diba? So, marami din palang considerations talaga, hindi lang kung anong interest mo. Kaya
very complex,
kailangan mo
bro,
din talagang,
yung...
you know, i-deliberate talaga kung anong papasukan mo. Mahirap talaga na decision, no?
Kaya,
so, Doc,
sangbilin lang, kaya kailangan nyo makipag-usap sa mga kuya, mga ate, mga tito, mga tita, mga lola at lolo ninyo in the field. Kaya,
saan ka nun, Doc?
Kuya.
3 years nga lang yung
natin,
diba? Doc, di ba?
Ito, tutuktokan na kita, Mike, ha? So, hindi, kasi ganun lang eh, sa pakikipag-usap. So, you'll get their opinion, you'll get their points of view, no? So dapat sa ating field, sa ating community, hindi, well, we are basically hierarchical eh, di ba? But then again, we should consider ourselves as family. Yung tipong, let's allow ourselves to be guided. Let's allow ourselves to be molded by our, the predecessors, kumbaga. Predecessors, ano? Parang ano to, ano? Parang Jurassic yung dating. Oh, kasi you mingle with them.
Tama naman, Doc. Tama
kasi,
naman.
Marami kasi ako nakakausap na mas matanda sa akin. Okay, so I think I'm guided. And I knew what not to take. Ako gusto ko mag-interventional cardiology nun, but I saw their lives. At nakakausap ko sila. So naintindihan, kayo ko ng buhay na ganun, sabi ko. So I decided na huwag nang mag-pursue nun. So sabi ko, I think I'll be happy as a general cardiologist. So it's hindi nyo ito malalaman from your peers. Kasi ano bang alam nyo? Anong isi-share nyo? Wala pa kayo experience, di ba? Makipag-usap kayo sa mga may experience, sa mga hindi na virgin. Sa medicine.
Like what we're doing now ngayon, Doc, di ba? Like itong...
Ay, babawiin ko na.
Pag-uusap natin.
Parang nilaglag ko rin sarili ko.
So maganda talaga makipag-usap sa people who have, you know, a wealth of experience. Tama. Kasi yung mga experience nila, of course, we can learn from them. And yung mga mali na nagawa nila, bro, hindi natin
maulitin.
And yung mga magagandang nagawa nila, of course, pwede nating i-emulate and gawin din sa buhay natin. So,
and yung mga sinabi nilang maganda, pwede natin sabihin sa mga future juniors din natin para maulit-ulit.
Yeah.
And yung mga
to
mistakes,
give back, no? Or,
give back, oh. Tama. So, speaking, ganda, Doc, of mistakes, Doc, do you have any regrets po, Doc?
Favorite namin tong itanong, Doc, eh, kung may regrets ka ba?
I did a lot of mistakes in the past. All doctors have that, no? So, but I don't think I have any regrets. Right, because these mistakes made me realize that I can be better. So, you don't regret what you've done in the past. You learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? What's the point in regretting? You can't already undo the past. The best that you can do is to learn from them and be a better doctor the next time.
Tama. But Doc, would you have done anything differently looking back in your journey towards becoming a cardiologist?
Ako kasi hindi ako nabuhay sa ano eh, sa katagang what if. Okay, so I can't answer that. Parang siguro kung dumaan ako sa kunwari na reincarnate ako, nabuhay ako ulit. And then I'll just decide on the things as they happen. Based on the ideals, the values that I've learned from the past. And then probably I'll just let it flow once again. Diba? Who knows? It might be better. It might be worse. So, let's not dwell on the what-ifs. Kasi yung mga what-ifs, para sa mga ano yun, mga hindi na kontento. Yung mga masyadong nagsisisi. Yung mga hindi ka-happy kung ano ka ngayon. Diba? Pag nag-what-if, what-if ka pa, hindi what-if.
Tsaka wala ka namang magagawa dun, Doc, no? Sa mga what ifs.
So, wala na yun, tapos na yun.
Kumbaga lagi si Doc ano, move on agad.
Move on ka.
Move on agad.
Bakit hindi mo ba mahal ang sarili mo ngayon? Hindi ka ba natutuwa sa sarili mo ngayon?
Good point, diba? Good point naman.
Alright, so ako, hindi ko alam kung isasagot sa what if because what if? Close mo na yan. Move on na. Nung pecha na mga kuya.
So Doc, thank you, no. So before we end, Doc, do you have any final message, Doc, to our millions of listeners?
Final message, mamamatay na ba ako bukas? Kakatapos ko lang ang quarantine ko, parang final message, mamamatay na. All right, the most important thing in life is follow your heart. Right? Granting that you have a good heart. And granting that you have a good heart and you do what your heart wishes because you have a good heart, nothing will go wrong. And you'll be happy in the end. Because at the end of the day, it's a smile that you put on your face when you die. And that's my final message. Because you want me to die, Mike.
Wow, thank you, Doc. Wow, so bottom line, no? Follow your heart. Kung saan ka masaya, yun talaga. Parang yun yung, if we could encapsulate this episode into one phrase or one sentence, it's follow your
heart. Yes! And no regrets. Tama ka dyan, Kuya Boya.
And no regrets. No what ifs.
Tama ka dyan, Kuya Boya Bunda, because you said it's bottom line.
So thank you very much, Doc, again for your time, Doc. Talaga, dami naming na-learn in a span of 30 to 40 minutes, Doc. And kagaya nga yung sinabi mo, Doc, no? We really have to talk to people older than us, kahit 3 years lang, Doc, yung gap. Because we will really learn a lot. We learn a lot from the experiences of others. Diba? Diba, bro?
Yes, bro, no? So, medyo na ano ako, na-struck ako sa sabi yung Doc, no regrets, no? Tama nga naman si Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Pag napasadahan mo na, huwag mo nang balikan. Move on ka na.
And learn from it.
And the best thing you can do siguro is learn from them. From the mistakes, no?
Mm-hmm. And share to your juniors what you have experienced before.
Yes, para hindi din nila maulit yung mga mali.
Wag na magmukmok, so, diba?
Yeah. Agree. Before we end, again, I'd like to invite our listeners to like our Facebook page. Doc, please like our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And you can also subscribe to us on YouTube. No?
Pwede rin ba mag-promote?
If you have any
Pwede ba mag-promote?
Yes, Doc.
No, I mean, just a followers game. So I'd like to promote the app. We have an app. You can download the app on iPhone or Android. It's called Your Heart PH. So Your Heart. It's an app by the Philippine Heart Association. I happen to manage that one. Parang editor din ako doon. And it contains healthy lifestyle tips to prevent your cardiovascular disease. So it's for the ordinary person. It's not for doctors. It's for the ordinary person. It contains tips how to take care of your heart so that you won't be seeing a good-looking doctor, a good-looking cardiologist like that. So Your Heart PH.
Your Heart PH, Doc. Y-O-U-R.
Yes, Your Heart. Yes, heart Your Heart. PH. Kasi okay. Puso nila yun eh. Your Heart PH kasi yes, nasa Pilipinas. Okay. iOS and Android. So, for free. It's for free.
Okay, we'll put the link na lang down below, bro, para for our listeners. So, thank you for that, Doc. No, Your Heart PH. iOS and Android available. So, again, like our page on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, and thank you very much, Doc. Thank you very much again for your time. Once again, this has been Adrian.
And this has been Mike. Catch us again next week for your refill prescription of
The Better Pill.